organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you might say that music was just
fine.
Or just
beautiful.
Okay. And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other names?
No.
What did you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't?
The boogerman.
Huh?
The boogerman.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a game that children would play? Do you remember games that you would play when you were little?
Hide and seek, jump rope, and hop the scout.
Uh-huh. And when you play hide and seek, the thing that you'd run toward would be called the... Maybe there'd be a tree that...
Yes, I think ghost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about in football? The thing you run toward is the
goal.
Okay. Did you ever hear the game? One child would go out, the other children would hide, and then one child would go out and say, "Ain't no boogers out tonight. Daddy killed them all last night."
Yes.
You play that?
No, I didn't play it. I hear my children play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering. I was the only person I knew of who had ever heard of that.
No, I ain't played my children played, but I.
How would that game go? Is that the rhyme they'd say?
Yeah, they would run around and play. I seen them play it. They'd run around and say, "Ain't no boogers out tonight, because Dad killed them all last night." And I don't know what all went with it, though, but I could hear them playing
it. I was working in Tennessee, you know, for the past few months, and somehow or another that got mentioned in games, and I mentioned that game, and no one had ever heard of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they stare at me like, you know, something really strange. Do you remember a house in your neighborhood that people were scared to go in?
No, never.
Or ever hearing any stories about, you know, people being scared to go by graveyards? Or?
Yes, I have heard that. I know I have a brother that he wouldn't come by the graveyard, but I said when he was a kid, if he got to the graveyard, he would call the man that lived over there near it to come get him and carry him by there. And then we had a cousin that he was really dear to. She died, and he wasn't here when she died. He was in Cleveland, Ohio. When he come, he wouldn't go by that graveyard. He'd come by my house and go home.
Why was he scared to go out there?
He just said, because Maggie was out there, and he wasn't going by there. But now I think he'll go back.
Yeah. What do people think they see?
They say ghosts. They see ghosts. I hear them. So. Uh-huh.
You ever heard of a house that people are afraid to go in?
A haunted house, they say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Samuel, you might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting... What?
Cool outside.
Okay, or it's getting what cool outside? It's getting...
chilly.
Okay. Would you say kind of cool or
cool,
sort of?
Yes, kind of cool.
Okay. And you say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
rather not.
Okay. And if you had a good friend of yours that you hadn't seen for quite some time, when you saw him, how might you express your feelings about seeing him?
You might hug his neck or shake his hand.
Okay. What might you say? You might say,
"Hello, I haven't seen you in a long time," or something like that.
Okay. And say someone owned 500 acres. You'd say that was a...
a large farm.
Okay. Would you ever use the term right, smart, and bland?
Yes.
How do you use that term right, smart?
Well, some people say that's the right